Prisoner of the State, The Secret Journal of Zhao Ziyang. Translated and edited by Bao Pu, Rene Chiang, and Eddie Ignatius. Narrated by Norman Dietz. Translation copyright 2009 by Bao Pu and Rene Chiang. Supplementary materials copyright 2009 by Bao Pu, Rene Chiang, and Eddie Ignatius. Foreword copyright 2009 by Roderick McFarquhar. Preface copyright 2009 by Adi Ignatius. Epilogue copyright 2009 by Bao Pu. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Simon & Schuster Incorporated and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface by Adi Ignatius. It was an exhilarating moment for China and the world. In late 1987, at the end of a spirited Communist Party Congress that seemed to propel China on a more progressive course, a new team of leaders emerged, led by a preternaturally tranquil man named Zhao Ziyang. Zhao wasn't an unknown. After an impressive career in the provinces, guiding the first baby steps of China's recovery from Mao Zedong's lethally unsuccessful economic experiments, Zhao had been summoned to Beijing in 1980 and was soon named premier, responsible for the economy. Yet now he was being elevated to the most senior position in China's leadership, General Secretary of the Party. Since he was only 68 years old, a mere child among China's leaders,